And she said, sweetie, they're not going to find them. And that just made me so angry.
Such a disservice when you lie like this. As Jussie Smollett tweeted in 2010, quote, what liars don't realize is that they're the most obvious people. BS isn't that hard to smell. Just open your nose and your breath. And by the way, hey, Jussie, we found your attackers. According to a massive trove of evidence, Jussie Smollett paid two Nigerian immigrant brothers, his workout buddies, to help stage this attack. Both individuals testified against Smollett after police determined that the brothers purchased the rope that was used in this fake attack, along with a red hat and gloves, and a check from Jussie Smollett made out to one of the brothers was also recovered. We had surveillance footage showing the trio practicing the attack the day before Jussie called 911. We have text messages, phone records also show the trio plotting the fake hate crime. What Jussie Smollett did was vile, but even worse, the incredible but predictable rush to judgment from the media mob, from the Hollywood celebrity mob, and from the Democratic Party mob. Jussie Smollett claims that in the middle of Chicago on a freezing cold winter night, while out for a Subway sandwich at 2 a.m., two white Trump supporters wearing MAGA hats recognized he really is a D-list actor, hunted him down and attacked him while yelling, "This is MAGA country." Now, it's a pretty strange, far-fetched story, but almost everyone on the left, they bought it hook, they bought it line, they bought it sinker.
I just love that. That, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Sean Hannity. Coming up, you'll hear the voice of Mayor John Lee from North Las Vegas, GOP candidate for governor. I'm going to ask him about this inflation. 6.8% from a year ago. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden and other dignitaries have paid tribute to Bob Dole in a service at the Washington National Cathedral.
He understood that we're all part of something much bigger than ourselves. And he really did, I felt. He really understood it. And a compromise isn't a dirty word. It's a cornerstone of democracy.
A federal judge rejecting motions to dismiss 8 lawsuits that challenged Georgia's new election law. Democrats claim the law disproportionately disenfranchises people of color. State officials reject that criticism. Also at townhall.com, U.S. commander for the Middle East says the United States will keep the current 2,500 troops in Iraq for the foreseeable future. Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie.
Iran still pursues a vision of ejecting us from the theater, and they see the principal battleground for that as being in Iraq. And I believe they are under the view that they can increase friction in Iraq to where we will leave, and that will not affect the nuclear negotiations that are underway. That's not a military issue. That's an issue for U.S. national leadership. But I think it's a dangerous position for the Iranians to maintain.
Al Unser, who captured the Indianapolis 500 a record 4 times, has died following several years of a number of health issues. Al Unser was 82. And a member of the made-for-TV rock band, The Monkees, has died. Michael Nesmith was 78. He was a guy who wore the wool hat and somewhat naive lead guitar player. Of the Monkees, only Mickey Dolenz remains. In addition to Nesmith, Davy Jones and Peter Tork are also deceased. More on these stories at townhall.com.
FreedomSquare.com is a digital commonwealth based on the principles of America's founding documents, designed to unite like-minded, freedom-loving Americans. At FreedomSquare.com, you can customize your Freedom Square experience with your free personalized dashboard. All your favorite freedom-loving news sites and podcasters right at your fingertips. Plus, FreedomSquare.com's business directory is a safe harbor from the cancel culture, constructed to connect consumers and business owners with those who share their beliefs and values. Spend your money with like-minded, freedom-loving Americans. Sign up your business now at FreedomSquare.com. FreedomSquare.com is also a resource library constructed for you to learn and teach about America's founding documents. Freedom-loving Americans, you have a new home. That home is FreedomSquare.com. Log in now and create your free personalized dashboard. Join us in the fight for freedom. See you at Freedom Square. FreedomSquare.com. Freedom lives here.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate is inched upward, creeping up to 0.1% to 7.4 percentage points. The 14-day rolling rate has increased 1.6 percentage points from its recent low of 5.8%. That was on November 3rd. Prosecutors will only have access to Henry Ruggs' blood tests and testimony from medical pros about the test themselves in the fatal DUI case, which killed 23-year-old Tina Tenter. Attorneys for the former Raiders player had claimed allowing testimony about anything else would violate doctor-patient privilege. Ruggs has been charged with felony DUI resulting in death, DUI resulting in substantial bodily harm, and two counts of reckless driving in connection with that car crash which killed Tenter. A preliminary hearing in that case has been scheduled for March 10th. Congratulations to former Golden Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury. The fan favorite recorded his 500th NHL win in the Chicago Blackhawks 2-0 win over Montreal. He joins Martin Brodeur and Patrick Roy is the only goalies to reach the 500 win milestone. Congratulations, Mark.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, we're getting some slow flows through the downtown freeways right now on the 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. That's causing some congestion on that transition ramp. Those leaving 15 north merging to 515 east, and you'll tap the brakes there, 515 westbound at Pecos.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
He is a friend, and he's also the mayor of North Las Vegas, and he's also a GOP candidate for governor. He is Mayor John Lee from North Las Vegas, and he joins us. Mr. Mayor, how you been? Whoops. Whoa. What was that? And, you know, it never fails. You give somebody a big buildup like that, and then end up, no, I'm just kidding. No, it happens all the time to me. I was the guy that at the Trump rally at the Venetian late in the 2016 campaign, like 2 weeks from Election Day, and I introduced Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars, and I gave him this big, huge buildup, and then all of a sudden I hear from the wings, they're screaming, "He's not here." And I had to say, and here he is, Rick Harrison. And then I hear, he's not here. We can't find him. Oh, my God. No, I swear. That was something else. So just so you know, it's not the first time that happened to me, where I give a big buildup for a celebrity or a politician or whatever it might be, and then all of a sudden there's crickets on the other end. It does happen to me from time to time. In fact, I think we've got him ringing in. I can see his. It's. I think we're going to have him. Wow! But that does happen from time to time. Somebody gets cut off. The wonderful world of cell phones. The wonderful world of cell phones just ate Mayor John Lee alive. Mr. Mayor, how you been? And it's good to have you on. You are on, aren't you?
I am on, and I'm excited to be here with you, Kevin.
Tell me what it's like to be running statewide like this. I mean, this means you're going to all 17 counties. You're putting a lot of time on and time and effort into campaigning. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like so far?
Sure, I can. I appreciate that. You know, I was in the state assembly for 14 years, and 8 of those years I was chairman of the Government Affairs Committee, which oversees all local governments, cities, municipalities, county commissions, you know, all the issues that they have. So I would go report to the, if the session was over, I'd go to all the counties and tell them what we did and kind of get to know the county commissioners and city councilmen that couldn't come up and see us in the legislature. So I really grew to love Nevada. But my recent trip on this time, Kev, is, as I go into the 15 counties, not the Washoe and Clark County that, you know, we hear a lot about, but the littler counties, there's so much hopelessness and anger. I mean, they're mad because they can't get anyone in the federal government or the state government to listen to them, talk to them, or pay attention to them, and hopeless because if they do hear from them on their terms, then they think they're going to take something away from them or scale back or hurt them. So, It's been exciting to see the people. It's been sad to see the response they're getting from their government.
I want to ask you about news of the day. Record inflation under the president. Inflation is up 6.8% from a year ago. And just in the last month, it's gone up 0.8%. It's gone up in just 1 month. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. What are you seeing on a statewide basis, the people you're talking to? Are they feeling the inflation?
Well, of course, I was getting gas in my truck today, and I've got a beautiful Chevy truck with a 30-gallon gas tank. And I think when I fill it up, gosh, it's almost like $120, you know? I mean, how can a person that's going to work back and forth from North Las Vegas to Henderson and Henderson to North Las Vegas, you know, I'm just giving the valley spectrum here, you know, how can they afford to go to work in a pickup truck anymore or go to a construction site? Obviously, this is hurting. And the rising home prices, I'm almost scared, Kevin, that we're going to have to export our children to other communities to live and hope that we see them now and then, because there's no way they're going to be able to afford a home at these prices. And then food, I mean, my gosh, Kevin, food is so expensive right now. I see people with two bags of groceries and like $75. So it's having a major effect on us, and it's going to get even worse, I think, before it gets better, Kevin.
Is there a state role in fighting inflation? I know at the federal level you can raise interest rates and, you know, the Fed can do its thing. But what about at the state level? What is the state role in fighting inflation?
Well, I don't know that we fight inflation, but the legislature has the authority and the ability to raise, taxes. And then state agencies and, you know, city and county agencies and water departments and everything, they have the ability to raise somewhat some fees and stuff like that that'll affect developers and things such as that port. We don't really have some hammer that would solve the problem, but it is a problem that everyone is having to live with right now.
I want to ask you, because even though you don't have a formal role, you do have a bully pulpit, and the fact is that there are governors around the state that are fighting back. Texas, Florida, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, that they're fighting back against the Biden administration and what is clearly unconstitutional stuff. Is that something you'd want to be a part of?
I'd love it. Why do you think I want to get elected? I'm sick and tired of all this government intervention into our life and into our businesses. It's just going in way the wrong direction. You know, if we had, seriously, we need 22 more Republican governors to have all 50 states have Republican governor. But two of them, California, you know, New York's probably the same way. But if we had 20 Republican governors all banding together and fighting as hard as those states are, then we would be making a huge difference in what people in Congress are listening to. So I tell you that the rubber meets the road at being governor. You have a lot of authority, and you have a big bully pulpit, and you speak for everybody in your state when you speak. We need a Republican governor in Nevada. We need one that's not just single-dimensional. You better have somebody who understands business and has been to the legislature and understands what it's like to make a payroll. I mean, it's time for governors to be professionals almost with a lot of experience. So, yeah, governors are very, very important.
Again, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, a candidate for governor in the state of Nevada, is joining us. I want to ask you about recent news. I know you've been following it. We follow it here on the show religiously, and that is education, or the lack of same. There's been news that we now ranked, 49th in education. What is there that we can do about it? I know we've thrown a lot of money at it. I think the most recent legislature coughed up something like $500 million for education in the state of Nevada. What is it a governor can do? How much impact can you have on education?
Everything. The state constitution allows the state and the governor to be involved. We're mandated to have education. You know, we've got a governor right now that can tell you where and when and how you're going to wear your mask and all that is fine, but what are you doing? I mean, look at our school district. We're never higher than 49th. We've never been that way for the last 20 years. And you have that same pen that you can sign an executive order. You can go to the school district. You oversee it. You have a state superintendent of schools. You have the obligation to get a quality education. I mean, these 21st century jobs that I'm bringing into North Las Vegas right now, huge jobs, robotics, a lot of big things, manufacturing going on. We're not preparing for them. You know, we have to start recognizing the future of our state is the next 10 years, and we can't let 10 years slip by us. So as governor, I would be very interested in changing the way the trustee situation worked. I'm not picking on any certain trustee, but I can tell you right now that we don't vote for our trustees. We just guess them in. If my name's Smith, I vote for Jones. If there's a Hispanic family and it's a Lopez, they'll vote for an Enriquez. It's not that they care about that person, just they feel that person has something to do that would understand their life. We need to get people who understand how to run a business. don't try to do the superintendent's job and allow the superintendent to actually get down and go to work on his positions within the community. I also believe this. I also believe our superintendent, he spends a lot of time out in the community, and he should have five superintendents underneath him that have responsibility, and that in construction, when you the superintendent will show up at 5:30 in the morning and unlock the gate to the job site, everybody rolls in with their trucks. They go to work all day at 5:30. He's the last one to leave. He shuts the gate again, locks it. That superintendent's on that job all day long. Our superintendents need to be on their job all day long, not out in the night work circuit and talking to organizations. You need to do your job, and this superintendent needs help with some other superintendents to help him.
I want to ask you, because this is something that just happened last night. You may not have been briefed on it, but the Board of Trustees voted to undo a bunch of stuff from that 2017 bill that was designed to kind of break up what was then the fifth largest school district in the nation. Do we need to break up CCSD really? I mean, because we didn't really get it done in 2017.
Well, the issue came up, and it always goes away. When you've got maybe 1,200 bills to consider when you're in the legislature, and this is one of them, you don't have enough time to work so broadly on one subject. It's such a broad issue. The governor needs to governor up and call a special session, bring the legislature in there, say this is a single-issue legislation summit. We're going to have a special legislative session just on education and just start going through it. But you got to have a governor who has a few ideas and has a few people around him that people respect and trust, because if you just throw it out there and say, here, legislature, you fix it, it's not going to happen. People in this state look for leadership. They look upline to the people that should be leading them. And from there, we start working consensus and working with people. This governor does know how to work with people, and he surely does know how to work with the legislature.
Do you have a position paper or any sort of an agenda that on day one, when you hit the ground running as governor, that you could implement? Are there things you could do immediately? Are there things that you'd have to go to the legislature for? How would that work?
Well, actually, it's a legislative action. You can't make a lot of changes immediately. You have to surround yourself with the legislature. You need to talk these issues through. I don't think even as well as I did in North Las Vegas, I don't think I could fix education by myself. You would have to have a legislative session set up, done some pre-work on it, and then went with a program to the legislature and say, this is what I found out. This is what I think we need to change. I'd like to open it up now to all 63 of you in the legislature. Let's start discussing this issue. This is a big issue, and at this point in time, I don't have enough experience by myself to take it on, but as governor, there are smart people in this country and in this state that would work with us to make this happen.
We all know that Roe v. Wade is under challenge. They had oral arguments in the U.S. Supreme Court last week, and I want to find out where you are on this issue, because if they do overturn Roe v. Wade, it would return abortion and life and choice back to the states. The state of Nevada would be a part of that. Where would you be in this argument?
Well, first off, the voters here in Nevada voted for the situation we're in right now with abortion. So you'd have to go back to the voters and take your concerns there and try to overturn it. First off, I believe, seriously, all life is sacred. And a baby is a blessing from Heavenly Father. And, I'm a champion for the pro-life movement. I'm proud to be the most pro-life candidate in this race. I support parental notification. I don't think it's the governor's place to stop a parent's role in guiding their child. It's a life and death decision. So I would tell you that if something like this happens in the Supreme Court, then Nevada is going to have to take a look at it as a community and decide how they want to handle this. But as governor, I have the ability to stop more things from happening, like the parental notification. If somebody wanted to get rid of that, I can work on that. But Kevin, these are historic times. But the thing we need to realize, if these young ladies have a situation and they can't have this little baby, unless it's life of the mother, incest or rape, we have to have a system in place that will help these mothers free up the adoption service just a little bit. It's so hard to get an adoption in this state. There's so many people who would love to adopt a child, but it's just onerous and overbearing. And so that's where I would start looking. Let's work with these young mothers. Let's not support abortions anymore on the government dole, which is your taxes. Let's look at this and let's solve our problem here without losing these wonderful children. It's sacred to me.
Would you support an effort to take this back to the people of the state of Nevada and let them vote again on this?
Yes, I would, and it would be my obligation to probably bring that up and let people know where I stood on the issue.
I know you're going to be busy. You're going to be visiting all 17 counties in the state of Nevada. I hope we can have you on again soon. Before we leave, though, if folks want to help you, if folks like the way you've helped your community there in North Las Vegas, and they want to help you in your governor's race, how do they go about doing it?
Good question, Kevin. VoteJohnLee.com, and I sure appreciate it. There's a whole bunch of us out there that want to see things change in Nevada, and I'd love to be supported by the rest of those wonderful people.
Mr. Mayor, have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend, and the best to you and your family for the holidays.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
There you go. There you go. John Lee. Yeah, he wasn't there in the beginning, but he was there at the end. That's the important thing. Mayor John Lee, North Las Vegas mayor, and a GOP candidate for governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles, and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts, We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log, and we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining